Today I was listening to a nice lecture by Srila Prabhupada, Vyas Puja lecture as it happened, in London. And in that lecture, Prabhupada is making this statement, Grihastha means Paramahansa. Grihastha should be Paramahansa. And he repeats it different times. It's a very inspirational statement, and certainly a different concept of Paramahansa than sometimes we conceive of. A day when we're chanting Premadwani, we chant Om Vishnupath Paramahansa Paravikcharya. And with that, we conceive of a great Vaishnav, Paramahansa Thakur, who, Paramahansa, great swan, who separates milk from water, nectar from water. And what is that nectar? Nectar means Krishna, that Krishna, who is present everywhere, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra, but this Paramahansa, he can see Krishna everywhere. He doesn't become bewildered by Krishna's covering potency, by Maya, that Krishna is not somewhere, but Krishna is everywhere. He becomes inspired by Krishna's presence everywhere, and that relish gives him the opportunity to taste, remember Krishna's presence, taste Krishna, chant Krishna's name. So that's usually that's a Paramahansa. And it's the fourth stage of sannyas, beginning with Kurichak, Bahudak, Parvabhichacharya, and then Paramahansa. When a person decides to take sannyas to finally leave home, but all his life in Vedic culture, someone has already lived at home. So it's not an easy thing. Therefore, he builds a cottage at the end, at the edge of his village. With a cottage at the end of the village, he's still close by, but he's made a move. He's distanced himself from his family, still attached to eating home cooking and being under surveillance, make sure needs are taken care of, because the person's elderly by now, 60 years old. Then he receives, not the wife, but other members, family members, sons, and so on, bringing him food. Although gradually, in terms short time, by purification, naturally comes to the conclusion, just like Raghunath Das Goswami, who was receiving food from money from his parents, thinks I've taken sannyas, and still I'm depending on my home. I'm still almost like a grihastha. So then he renounces that, and he starts to go begging village to house in his village, or maybe in surrounding villages. And he becomes now dependent on Krishna. He had difficulty on that dependence, but sannyas means, depend on what the Lord gives. And even his enemies, his friends, although they may ridicule him, what happened? Here's this well-off man, and now he's just simply begging. So if they give, he eats. If they don't give, he doesn't eat. Learn to accept things as Krishna's mercy. Prasadi sarvadukkana. If you accept everything as Krishna's mercy, then you become free from unhappiness. And in time, he makes the bold step, now I should leave home. And he leaves. Leaves his family, leaves his village, leaves the whole environment, and starts traveling. village to village, country to country, all over the world, and that way all vestiges of material attachment are left behind. And Paramahansa is when he's become very advanced in spiritual life. He may travel, he may stay in one place, but now the business of life is not just renunciation, but to actually serve the Lord. And here's where Srila Prabhupada said, yes, this is what Paramahansa is all about. If you're a Paramahansa Grihastha, you're giving your life for serving Krishna, you've realized that this is what life is all about, then you may be in the Grihastha Ashram, but you're still a Paramahansa like Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Nashita Karma Palam Karyam Karam Karutiya, that the essence of sannyas is what's important, not the sannyas dress. And this is the essence, engaging in Krishna's service. So Srila Prabhupada pointed out that this is what a Paramahansa Grihastha is. He's giving his life to Krishna's service. He may be preaching directly, or he may not. He may be engaging in so many other types of duties, but then either by his wealth or dedicating as much time and energy, he serves the mission of the Lord. Because he's come to that realization, yes. This world is not, neither is it not meant to be enjoyed. It's also not meant to be renounced. It's meant to be used in Krishna's service. And by using Krishna's service, one's automatically freed from both the enjoying propensity and from the propensity of false renunciation. And in that way, one may live in one's home and still be considered to be a real sannyasi. So sannyasi cha yogi cha niragmir na chakriya. How is it that we get that type of inspiration? When we really realize what it is that we have. What a wonderful thing that we have in Krishna consciousness. We have the solution to the problems of life. We know who God is. We know who we are. We have our opportunity to return back to Krishna, to get out of this place of unlimited suffering. Therefore, why do the same thing as we've been doing for so many years in the past? Maintaining a family, maintaining a home, there's nothing new. It's something that's been going on for such a long time. Why don't we really do something new, do something really dynamic? And that is, give our lives to Krishna in the way that we can, dedicate our lives to Him. This becomes the example of the real Paramahansa. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote so many books, found places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, his birthplace, brought into this world, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who would continue his mission and spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That type of activity, Paramahansa activity, is really desired. And by dedicating ourselves to that, we really get Krishna's favor. Krishna becomes very much attracted to Vaishnavas who conduct their lives in this way. How successful someone is, it's all in Krishna's hands. Success or failure is not our business. Our business is somehow or another to try. Srila Prabhupada himself gives the example. He says that his spiritual master told him, he was already a Grihastha, his spiritual master told him to preach, to take responsibility for spreading Krishna consciousness. He says, I was 25 years old, but I only took it up when I was 70. I was always thinking of how to do it. And Prabhupada said, I realized that I was wasting my time. that I lost so much time. I should have done it earlier. So taking advantage of Srila Prabhupada's instruction and example, we shouldn't waste time. Our opportunities are here. Let's take advantage of them and then really finish off our business and go back to Godhead. And someone may say, well, I'm not that advanced. I can't do that. That's all right. If someone can't do that, then they can serve in whatever capacity, whatever way, whatever extent that they can. But we should do it. We should do what we can do. And we should not neglect this wonderful opportunity that we've been given. If nothing else, we should be a good example of what it means to be a devotee, a Vaishnava. That is in itself also preaching. Let people see, chant and be happy, how that actually works in practice, how placing emphasis on spiritual values works over and above the values of sense gratification. Hare Krishna, Sri Prabhupada ki jai.